You know, as I'm traveling on the road, I'm giving myself a moment of reflection and a moment of silence, peace. Typically, whenever I drive home, I'm listening to the radio, listening to a podcast, shuffling through YouTube, whatever. But today, I decided to speak to you all just about anything and everything, about life, I'll say, and how crazy it is. You know, sometimes I actually sit back and I will just reflect on all the things that I had going on as of recent. And you know, I can't help but to be happy because I'm in a lot much better position than I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. And it just feels good to be able to know that, you know, the position that I'm in now is something that I had prayed for. I read a post not too long ago where somebody said that, like, you know, be happy because where you are now is what you prayed about 10 years ago. And you're absolutely right. I prayed for this. I prayed for these opportunities and these moments. Yeah, I prayed for these moments, and I prayed for the opportunity to be where I am now. Sometimes I do feel incomplete, though. But I think a lot of that, I think a lot of that comes from the fact of what I see every day, not being focused enough on one thing and trying to place my hand in everything, you know, and I think a lot of it has to do with that. And I think a lot of us fall victim to that. We fall victim to the idea of knowing what we should be doing, what we need to be doing, what we gotta do. I mean, I'm human like everyone else is. And I think a lot of that has to do with possibly unresolved trauma that I've dealt with over the years and things that I continue to deal with, things that I continue to struggle with, or I continue to have challenges with. But overall, I'm here and I'm making it and I'm doing what I can to get to the next level. I read somewhere earlier today, someone said they made a post about millionaires and the three things that millionaires do to make them successful. One of them is being, the number one thing is being connected to God, always placing God first. I think I do a relatively good amount of that. I don't think I slack. I do give God the glory and the praise. A lot of times, almost all the time, I give him the praise. The time that I don't give him that praise is when I just forget to do it. But yeah, that's number one. Number two is don't be afraid to multitask. And, well, don't be afraid to not multitask. Don't be afraid to delegate. Delegate the work that you have. You can't multitask and be successful, because something will fall behind. And number three, which I think is very important as well, is having a group of people, having a board of directors for your life, is what they said. If you have a board of directors for your life, then that means these are people that's going to hold you accountable for everything that you do, whether it be good, whether it be bad, whether it be indifferent. Not just family, you know, your cousin, them telling you, oh yeah, you did a great job. Not people who are yes men that'll just enable you. But you need people that's going to literally hold you accountable for the shit that you do or the things that you don't do. And I think those three components are the three major contributors to success and to wealth and to happiness. And I think I get lost in that, because oftentimes whenever I try something, I've said it countless of times, but whenever I try something, I try it, It doesn't work, I move on to something else without giving anything the ability to grow. That same post, someone had asked a question about, what do you recommend when it comes to me having multiple side hustles and multiple businesses and focusing on some type of residual income or building another business so I can focus on residual income, so that way I can make money in my sleep while I'm still working on the other two jobs or the other two side hustles. And the millionaires asked that person, why do you still have multiple side hustles? Why don't you just have one? And real entrepreneurs will do one thing and one thing only, and they'll go all in with that one thing. Obviously, I've said countless times before, that's been my Achilles heel, is I will focus on something to a point where I think it's not working, then I'll move on to something else, or I'll do something else in the midst of doing this one thing, and I don't focus. Last year, I did a lot of that. I did a lot of focusing on one thing and one thing only, which garnered some little success or whatever. But all of that goes back to the original thing that I mentioned, which is, you know, you work so hard to try to do something, and sometimes the underlying trauma that's been building up within you can block that. So that's my advice to you today. Those three things: keep God first in anything and everything that you do. Learn how to delegate your work. Focus on one major thing and delegate the rest of it. And three, have a tribe of people that will hold you accountable and that will praise you as well. That's all I have to say for right now. Until the next time, I'm out.